This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 11, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Reports now indicate as many as five people have died following the Tuesday morning crash of a twin-engine Cessna 310R into a neighborhood in Sanford, Florida. Two of the victims were on board the aircraft. Dr. Bill Kennedy was the husband of NASCAR official Lisa France Kennedy. Michael Clem was a senior captain with NASCAR Aviation. The other three victims, two adults and a small child, were in two houses hit by the aircraft. A third home was also reported damaged. The aircraft departed Daytona Beach International Airport on Tuesday morning for Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. Minutes after takeoff, the 310's pilot reported smoke in the cockpit and declared an emergency. Air traffic controllers were directing the stricken plane to Orlando Sanford International when it crashed about 8:35 a.m. Eastern Time, about 4 miles from the airport. Investigators on the scene reported it appears the pilot tried to land in a nearby field, but struck homes instead. An 8-member NTSB team has been sent to investigate. An Australian newspaper has rankled Air Force officials in that country by suggesting the service is misleading the public about the cost of the new Joint Strike Fighter aircraft. On Monday, the Department of Defense issued a release, according to the Age report. Quote, "The estimated average flyaway cost for Australia's JSF aircraft is currently estimated to be about $80 million. Total project costs, however, will also include the acquisition of facilities, spares, initial training, support systems, and weapons. Typically, the cost of these broader project elements adds about 50% over the cost of the acquisition of the aircraft, providing an approximate per-aircraft total cost of about $120 million Australian. For a fleet of 100 aircraft, this would mean a total project cost of around $12 billion, which is well within the project cost published in the 2007 Defense Capability Plan of $11.5 to $15.5 billion, unquote. Australia has allocated up to $16 billion to purchase up to 100 F-35s to replace the country's fleet of early model F-A-18 Hornets and F-111s. The co-pilot and only surviving crew member of a December 2006 Black Hawk helicopter accident testified before an Australian military inquiry board investigating the cause of the accident. The Army pilot, identified only as Captain Number 7, said a global positioning system error put the helicopter much closer than expected to the ship on which it was to land, and the resulting rapid pull-up caused transient rotor droop. Australian Defense Forces had been on standby in the area to evacuate Australian citizens in case an early December coup in Fiji had sparked violence. Last month, Airbus sales chief John Leahy announced that General Electric's Gen X engine was not in the running for the Airbus A350XWB, saying the plane maker needed engines that were, quote, a generation beyond, unquote. But it now appears the scrapping of the original A350 in favor of a design which would overlap the market segment of the Boeing 777 meant that the most appropriate engine from GE would be the GE90. Unfortunately, Boeing has an exclusive contract with GE for that engine. So, will Boeing release GE from the exclusive deals in the interest of world peace? In the words of Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Scott Carson, quote, "Not on your life." This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. The light sport aircraft segment has finally arrived. Sport Air USA will debut another high-wing LSA at Oshkosh. And UAV technology starts turning up in the experimental market. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Greg Greminger, Vice President of the Popular Rotorcraft Association. The PRA's National Fly-In and Convention is coming up the week after Air Venture in Mentone, Indiana. We'll get a preview. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.